Good morning, everyone. Well, needless to say, the commodity that I'm going to talk about is cotton. Well, Cotton Incorporated is funded through a commodity checkoff program. The purpose of the program is for research and promotion. Although the majority of our budget does go to the promotion end of our mission, in ag research, we do have about a $10 million research budget. We don't have any in-house research facilities, so we rely on contracts to universities, USDA, and other institutions, industry, to get that work done, to carry out our mission. In 2007, we had about 375 projects. 100 of those are about 100 or so are related to entomology. This research conducted through this program ranges everything from efficacy trials to develop extension recommendations to host plant resistance to population dynamics to ecology all the way to molecular genetics. But the main focus, though, usually is along the lines of an applied type of research. But to put it in a nutshell, to meet the needs of a commodity like cotton, we need entomologists that are trained in a whole range of fields. But then keeping in mind, though, that the emphasis is on applied, we need entomologists who can understand and relate to the growers, especially today in this changing production system that we are facing. So we've got, there are a lot of opportunities out there, and we welcome all the help we can get. We need entomologists. It's disheartening when you have money to put into a project and there's no one there to do it. So that's where we are as far as the commodities are concerned. Thank you.
You have time for questions?
Oh, okay.
Yep. I have a question.
Sure.
In some of the states, a lot of the commodity groups have diverted the money from production areas, and that severely threatens the capacity that we have to provide support in those areas. Is this something that the Cotton Board deals with? Is there an interest to put more money into marketing, more money into added value activities, making more money into breeding new characteristics. And I think the production side of things sometimes gets overlooked. How is the Cotton Board deal with it?
Well, we put our money where our mouth is. So we decide what our program is. The growers decide what their priorities are. And so that's the way we go.
Are you simply seeing fewer entomologists that are focusing on cotton IPM and entomology?
Yeah.
Is that the problem?
That's the problem. And we've got, over the last few years, and we've got so many retiring. So there's, and so many of the entomology departments have gone too much, my opinion, toward the basic. And we too many departments, in my opinion, have gone too far to the side of basic and leaving the growers out to dry. I mean, that's...
Your industry profession almost commodity chairs?
Well, we're not necessarily endowing chairs, but what Cotton Incorporated, we are, like I said, we are putting our money where our mouth is. We do support a lot of graduate students through our research program, but we also have a Cotton Incorporated Fellowship program that was developed in about 2000. There was a need. We were losing cotton breeders at an amazing rate, and so we have started these fellowships, and I think each year over $100,000 goes into this program, but by 2009 we expect to move that toward entomology, because we do need field entomologists.